We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, virtuous viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intersat 10K U-band and Intersat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intersat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intersat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besikan Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jorotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guoshong Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Ebenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Teleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurg in Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sambur Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sunpower Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a United Kingdom children's development organisation supports education in Zimbabwe. In media news, independent young filmmakers are showcased at a Cuban festival. In sustainable energy news, an American architect works to create self-sufficient homes in Haiti. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 19th, is the first day of the Jewish holiday Pesach, or Passover, commemorating the freedom of the ancient Israelis through the leadership of Prophet Moses. It is also the beginning of the harvest season in Israel. This auspicious occasion, which is one of the most important Jewish festivals, begins at sundown of the previous day. Depending on the tradition, it lasts 7 or 8 days. Celebrations include joyous family gatherings, special prayer services at the synagogue, lighting candles at night, and the reading of the treasured Passover story. We wish our Jewish brothers and sisters an uplifting and blessed Passover.
Fly-in news. Fires, sandstorms, and thunderstorms lashed China. On Sunday, April 17th, Chinese firefighting personnel launched 129 rain-making rockets to help extinguish a forest fire that had been scorching an eastern region of Hebei province for the past 5 days, with dry and windy conditions hampering the efforts of thousands of firefighters, soldiers, and police. By Sunday afternoon, officials said the fire was put out, with no reports of casualties. Meanwhile, dust from the Gobi Desert in Mongolia swept across northern regions, affecting visibility in major cities such as Beijing. Also Sunday afternoon, in the southern province of Guangdong, severe thunderstorms packed with hail, rain, and gale-force winds claimed the lives of 18 residents. Another 155 people were injured and 380 rendered homeless as more than 45 buildings were destroyed and at least 1,000 hectares of crops damaged in the provincial capital of Guangzhou and nearby cities of Foshan, Dongguan, and Zhao Qing. Saying that the death toll could rise, the Guangdong Provincial Department of Civil Affairs responded by initiating disaster rescue and relief efforts. With her deep sympathies and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our nearby association members please consult with local officials to see if assistance is necessary. Adding that emergency funds would be available, she also asked that they go, if possible, to aid the most desperate. Our appreciation for the efforts of the Chinese firefighting and rescue personnel, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her kind-hearted concern. May such destructive events soon be a thing of the past as humanity's more benevolent stewardship of the planet helps protect the environment.
Wildfires in Texas, USA continue. With the driest conditions in a century, along with high winds fueling the devastation, the Texas Fire Service reported on Sunday, April 17th, that fires now numbering in the hundreds were consuming many thousands of acres of land across the state. Over the past week, more than 150 homes and over 700,000 acres have been destroyed despite the presence of at least 1,000 firefighting personnel working to douse the blazes. As the fast-spreading fires are still threatening people's safety, residents continue to be evacuated, with one firefighter who sadly lost his life and 18 others who have been injured while tackling the flames. Texas Governor Rick Perry has requested that the state be declared a disaster area, as all but two of her 254 counties have been affected by the fires.
Conveying her condolences and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our nearby association members please check with government officials to see if help is required, and to also go, if possible, to comfort the most vulnerable. She added that financial assistance is available for urgent needs.
With gratefulness for the fearless service of all firefighters, we are also thankful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's loving concern as we send sympathies for the loss of both human and animal lives. Our prayers for the protection of all residents of Texas and that such destructive events are eased with humanity's more benevolent care of the ecosphere.
International recovery efforts continue in Japan. According to a poll by the daily newspaper Nikkei Industrial Journal, while 70% of Japanese voters said that the government's response to the nuclear accident was unacceptable, some 60% stated that they would willingly pay to fund the massive reconstruction efforts needed following the quake and tsunami. More than a month after the double disaster, Japan's National Police Agency has confirmed at least 13,800 fatalities, with over 14,000 listed as missing. These figures, however, do not take into account those who disappeared from places like hard-hit Sendai City, as well as the thousands of others still unaccounted for.
Some 136,000 people remain in evacuation centers, mostly in the worst-affected Miyagi, Iwate, and Fukushima prefectures, as well as the 22,000 who were forced to leave their homes after the nuclear crisis at the Fukushima Daiichi complex. Tokyo Electric Power Company, or TEPCO, officials at the plant state that they hope to begin transferring highly radioactive water accumulating in a tunnel outside reactor number 2 this week.
Despite previous water removal from the tunnel, levels as of Sunday morning, April 17th, had risen to just 85 centimeters below the ground, which raises the risk that they would once again overflow into the ocean.
On Monday, the Nuclear and Industrial Safety Agency said that radiation levels are still too high for workers to go inside the buildings. The announcement came after robots donated by the U.S. measured levels of radiation so high in reactors number 1 and 3 that a worker exposed for more than 5 hours would exceed the legal emergency limit for an entire year.
Meanwhile, a South Korean government official and Russia's state-run television have also expressed concern over prolonged radiation leaks, given the company's announced 6 to 9 month cold shutdown schedule. Amidst Japan's nuclear troubles, Japanese Prime Minister Naoto Kan on Monday hinted at suspending plans to build any new nuclear plants until a full investigation ensures that all existing facilities are safe. As he said, "We will not proceed with the plans that have been put forward up to now." Concerns raised by the recent accident have also been reflected overseas.
Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel affirmed that the country would now seek alternative power sources, as she stated on Friday, "We all want to exit nuclear energy as soon as possible and make the switch to supplying via renewable energy."
Meanwhile, in Virginia, USA, two nuclear reactors at Dominion Virginia Power's Surry Power Station were shut down after destructive tornadoes caused the plant to lose power. Although backup power systems operated as needed and no radiation leaks were detected, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission continued monitoring the plant as staff worked to restore electricity.
With the current Fukushima Daiichi accident classified to be as severe as Chernobyl, these recent nuclear emergencies are a stark reminder of the 1986 disaster, which had up to tens of thousands of fatalities directly linked to its massive quantities of radiation released. As the 25th anniversary of the Chernobyl catastrophe approaches next week, representatives of some 50 nations are meeting in the Ukrainian capital Kyiv on Tuesday in efforts to raise funds of over $1 billion for necessary safety work, including a new concrete shelter over the plant to prevent the leakage of dangerous radiation that is still present at the site.
Our appreciation, Japanese and other governments and personnel from across the globe, for your endeavors to help in the aftermath of the disasters in Japan. As we pray for the nation's swift recuperation to safety and stability, may we all do our utmost to foster a more harmonious, balanced ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Citizens speak out. People the world over continue to take to the streets in demand of greater freedom, respect, basic human rights, job opportunities, and government representation, including residents of Bahrain, Libya, Palestine, Uganda, United Arab Emirates, the United States, and Yemen. Following Italy's recent granting of 25,000 temporary visas to primarily Tunisian migrants, allowing them to join family and friends in European Schengen zone countries, a train carrying the migrants was blocked as it tried to enter France. When the Italian government objected, French Interior Minister Claude Guéant said that in order to avoid any conflict with Italy, his government would accept the travelers as long as conditions such as proof that they could support themselves was provided.
On Monday, April 18, Ugandan forces arrested minority leader Kizza Besigye and 16 minority party members ahead of a planned protest against high fuel prices.
Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails went on a one-day hunger strike to raise awareness of the human rights violations Palestinian political prisoners face while detained. Their actions coincided with Israel's Channel 2 TV station airing a video documenting the abuses toward Palestinians in Israeli prisons. Meanwhile, officials in Gaza, Palestine announced that a state funeral will be held to honor slain Italian peace activist Vittorio Arrigoni.
In Bahrain, Ms. Zainab Al-Khawaja has been hospitalized due to conditions arising from a hunger strike she initiated after her father, Abdelhadi Al-Khawaja, former president of the Bahrain Center for Human Rights, was beaten unconscious by state security forces and taken from their home along with other male members of the family. Press TV has reported that government forces destroyed two more mosques on Monday, April 18, in continued suppression of ongoing peaceful protests for human rights, equality, better opportunity, and democracy. At least 8 teachers and a number of students were arrested from an all-girls school in Hamad, as well as around 100 civil servants for their participation in the protest movement. Meanwhile, a group of Bahrainis have begun a hunger strike to demand the release of innocent detainees and a halt to human rights abuses. After Kuwait reversed an original decision to refrain and instead sent troops to Bahrain, Kuwait's daily news, Al Anba, reported that a number of naval officers disobeyed orders to take part in supporting the Bahraini government's repression of protests.
As Syrians continued protesting for reforms on Sunday, Al Jazeera reported that at least 17 were killed by security forces in the city of Homs, while many of the injured refused to go to the hospital for fear of arrest by government forces. On Monday, 4 more people died and 50 were injured during a funeral outside the town of Talbessay for a soldier believed to have been tortured by security forces. While in Homs, more than 20,000 primarily women demonstrators began a sit-in to demand the release of detainees and the departure of troops from the city.
At least one person was killed Sunday and many more injured in Yemen's capital of Sana'a as government forces opened fire on peaceful protesters who are calling for President Ali Abdullah Saleh to resign and leave the country, where the death toll has exceeded 300 people since protests began. In the western city of Damar, 30 people were injured and 40 more were overcome as Yemeni forces released poison gas on protesters, according to reports from Press TV.
In United Arab Emirates, Abdullah Al-Shihi is arrested as the fourth to have been detained from a group of 133 academics, journalists, and other human rights activists who signed a petition calling for democracy.
The Libyan city of Misrata faced ongoing bombardment from government forces on Monday, where a senior medic estimates there have been 1,000 casualties and around 2,000 people injured over the 6-week siege.
With some accounts saying that the situation is worsening quickly, weeks of shelling, gunshots, and sexual assault of women have left survivors trapped inside their homes without access to water, food, or medical aid. Meanwhile, the United Kingdom has announced plans to evacuate the first 5,000 of an estimated 15,000 migrant workers in Misrata and help them return to their home countries. The government also approved additional funds to assist people in western Libya with medical supplies, equipment, doctors, and other healthcare personnel. With sadness for the loss of precious life, we are gladdened to know of the regions where turmoil has ceased, and we pray for an end to all conflict as citizens in every nation choose to live in shared safety, dignity, and peace.
In sorrowful response to these unfortunate world events, Supreme Master Ching Hai lovingly reminds, "If the road is wrong, the more we walk on it, the more we go wrong. Any leaders who committed harm to others should stop at once, sincerely repent to God, and act to redeem their mistaken deeds. Then they will be pardoned. Even if humans can't forgive, heaven will."
Hanuman Jayanti celebration in India. On Monday, April 18th, commemorations were held throughout the nation for the birth of Lord Hanuman, considered a sincere devotee of Lord Rama and widely revered as a Hindu deity. Devotees filled local temples to offer their respect through prayers, sweets, and, as a lucky tradition, the applying of vermilion sindoor to Hanuman relics. In the Indian states of Assam, where the most prominent and oldest celebrations of Hanuman Jayanti are held, festivities that include a huge festive procession will be ongoing for 4 days. We wish all celebrants an uplifting Hanuman Jayanti. May the devoted honoring of the great Lord Hanuman be an inspiration for our shared quest to know the divine.
U.S. Secretary of State meets South Korean officials to further peace. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton arrived in Seoul, South Korea on Saturday, April 16, where she was greeted by Foreign Minister Kim Sung-hwan to discuss resuming peace talks with North Korea as well as the region's nuclear disarmament. She also met with South Korean President Lee Myung-bak for talks about ratifying a free trade agreement between the two countries, saying that she is urging the U.S. Congress to approve the accord. The Secretary of State further expressed her hope that both countries could work together in promoting democracy in the Middle East, and that South Korea's hosting of next year's Nuclear Security Summit will bring additional progress in nuclear safety and stability in the region. Our appreciation, Your Excellencies, for working to make peace a reality on the Korean Peninsula. May your efforts bear fruit in bringing harmony among all Korean people and the world.
Nigerians vote in Africa's biggest election. With some 74 million eligible voters representing the largest electorate on the continent, citizens from across Nigeria arrived at the polls on Saturday, April 16th to cast their presidential votes. On Monday, incumbent President Goodluck Jonathan was announced the winner, according to the country's Independent National Electoral Commission. As Nigeria requires the winning candidate to receive at least 25% of the votes in 24 of the country's 36 states, results showed that the president had passed that threshold and had received over 60% of the popular vote. Prior to the election, Mr. Jonathan had assured of his commitment to a free and fair process, saying that he would step down if he did not win. Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellency, on your renewed term in office. May heaven grace your leadership to serve the highest goals of all fellow citizens for a unified and flourishing Nigeria.
Netherlands close to ban on kosher animal slaughter. An initiative introduced by Dutch Parliament member Marianne Thieme, founding member of the Party of the Animals, is advocating a ban on ritual slaughter that occurs while the animal is fully conscious, based on the premise that this procedure causes unnecessary pain and suffering. With New Zealand having banned the practice after a 2009 study that monitored calf brainwaves during ritual slaughter and found the animals to be aware of their pain, Scandinavian and Baltic countries in Europe as well as Switzerland have also banned ritual slaughter. Backing by several other political parties in the Netherlands has increased the likelihood that the measure will pass an upcoming parliamentary vote. Parliament member Thieme stated that the law will be good news for the 2 million animals that are slaughtered without stunning each year in our country. It's not a small amount. Our thanks, Parliament member Thieme, and supporting Dutch Parliament members, for your consideration. May the day come soon when all countries ban the act of killing animals altogether, as we extend our respect and care to sanction all life.
Britain's Prime Minister urges for greater diversity in higher education. UK Prime Minister David Cameron called on top British universities such as Oxford to accept more students of multicultural and disadvantaged backgrounds. An Oxford University alumnus himself, Prime Minister Cameron encouraged such elite institutions to increase their enrollment of ethnically diverse students, as well as those coming from state schools and less fortunate circumstances. Our appreciation, Your Excellency, for raising awareness of the valued contributions made by diverse academic talent. May schools everywhere offer equal opportunity to all students for the greatest benefit to communities, the nation, and the world.
Save Our Planet, the first international year of forests launched by the United Nations to raise awareness of the forest's vital importance and the urgent need to conserve them, is being commemorated with events such as massive tree plantings worldwide to improve sustainable development and preservation.
Save Our Planet, pledging to continue a moratorium on polar bear hunting in effect since 1957. The website of Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin states that despite a quota of 29 animals agreed by the governor of the Chukotka region with the U.S., no hunting of the bears will be allowed.
Save Our Planet, as part of a 4-year cooperation plan with Japan, several major cities in China will be greening their landscapes as they transform areas of current urban waste into eco-friendly recycling.
Tomash.
Hi, I'm Hallie. We're two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Dogs in My Life.
We're eating savory vegan foods for a diet of peace.
Have you ever considered adopting an animal friend with special needs?
Your new companion may require a set of wheels to get around or have some other medical condition.
However, he or she can still have a beautiful quality life.
Your pal will be profoundly grateful for your kindness and share much love with you.
There are websites such as www.petswithdisabilities.org that can provide more information.
Thank you for watching, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Here's the weather around the world.
In education news, a United Kingdom Children's Development Organization helps to support education in Zimbabwe, with projects in the nation that include investing in infrastructure, supplying stationery, and paying school fees for orphans and children in need. PLAN has assisted almost 30,000 students. The group is also operating supplemental classes for primary youth who were not able to regularly attend school. Over 6,000 youngsters in 142 schools have participated, which has significantly increased pass rates. Our sincere appreciation, PLAN, for helping to build a bright future for young people in Zimbabwe. We pray that all youth have lives filled with joy and abundance.
In media news, independent filmmakers are showcased at a Cuban festival. Young Cinema Exhibition, formerly called the New Directors Exhibition, has been an annual event since its founding in 2000. Coordinated by the Cuban Film Institute, the gathering highlights works that takes innovative approaches in presenting real-life challenges. With video cameras and digital technology being more widely available, youth can more easily express their views on a variety of social concerns. Kudos, Young Cinema Exhibition, for providing this exciting venue for creativity. We look forward to soon having the opportunity to view some of the cinematic accomplishments of your talented young artists. Up next on Noteworthy News, an earthship is built in Haiti as a model of sustainable and durable housing. We'll take a quick stroll in nature and be right back. Stay tuned for more soothing news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, illustrious news for a glorious world. In sustainable energy news, an American architect works to build self-sufficient homes in Haiti. Mr. Michael Reynolds, founder of Earthship Biotecture in New Mexico, USA, has offered his environmentally friendly design for Haitian people who have been without homes since the devastating January 2010 earthquake. In Port-au-Prince, with a team including 40 local Haitians aged 4 to 50, Mr. Reynolds constructed an Earthship residence out of recycled materials. The group built the 120-square-foot demonstration model with salvaged items such as bottles, tires and styrofoam from the area. Cement debris was ground up to help make flooring and walls. The structure was created to be earthquake and hurricane resistant and promote low energy usage. A heartfelt salute, Mr. Michael Reynolds, for your eco-friendly concepts and dedication to Haitian brethren. Also, our thankfulness, Haitian Building Team, for your supportive efforts. May all beautiful citizens of your nation be blessed with safe and comfortable homes on a calm and long-lasting earth.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled Striking Clock.
The angry father shouting from top of the stair to his kid, "Young man, I didn't hear the clock strike 4 when you brought my daughter in."
You did, sir.
"It was going to strike 11, but I grabbed it and held the gong so it wouldn't disturb you." The father muttered, "Oh my God, why didn't I think of that in my courting days?"
And now for our viewers' hotline.
"I have been on a vegan diet, no meat, fish, milk, and eggs for 2 weeks now. I keenly follow all the teachings of Supreme Master Ching Hai. I think my destiny is closely tied to the path of enlightenment, which is why I sincerely desire to be initiated into the Kuan Yin consciousness. Please refer my request to Supreme Master Ching Hai. I know that I can get my deliverance directly. Thank you very much. Love, William from Abuja, Nigeria."
Hi, William. Thank you for your heartfelt message. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a reply for you.
"Loving William, you made my day. So happy to receive your note. How wonderful that you're following the vegan diet and joining the noble circle of life protectors. You are most welcome to get in touch with your heavenly kingdom through initiation into the inner light and sound meditation. Please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org to locate our association center nearest to you for further information. May heaven's benediction always be with you and the pure-minded people of Nigeria. Love, love, Ching Hai."
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May the divine melody be your cherished inspiration.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Noting Japan's thoughtful generosity in donating $9 million for Guinea-Bissau's school materials despite her own recent tragedy, Bissau Guinean Minister of Education, Artur da Silva, urges students to care for and make good use of the textbooks.
Featuring a new type of tulip named in honor of German First Lady Bettina Wolff, this year's annual Kuchenhof Flower Show in the Netherlands promises to be one of the most successful ever, with its many aspects of natural beauty on display for international visitors through May 20th.
To further enhance bilateral relations, visiting Kazakh Vice Minister Azat Bekturov and Pakistani Federal Minister Sayed Navid Kamar sign a joint protocol to promote cooperation in various fields, including trade, agriculture, science, culture, and tourism.
In the most recent Formula One Grand Prix held in Shanghai, China, Briton Lewis Hamilton of McLaren Mercedes emerges as the winner, with champion German driver Sebastian Vettel of Red Bull Renault coming in second, and teammate Austrian Mark Webber arriving in third place after an amazing final lap.
In consideration of a large number of legislative races where results were very close, Haiti's Provisional Electoral Council announces the postponement of final presidential and legislative election results until later in the week.
Investigating the implementation of China's 12th five-year plan of economic development, Chinese President Hu Jintao tours the southern island of Hainan, where he urges local farmers toward increasing fruit and vegetable growing, as well as encouraging young people to pursue their creative talents.
Press TV reports that Iran's Deputy Foreign Minister for Consular, Parliamentary and Iranian Affairs, Hassan Kashkavi, has announced a plan to ease visa restrictions and make it simpler for Afghan nationals to travel between the two countries.
A study of 100 dogs by Italian scientists found that canines observe how humans respond to someone asking for food and are more likely to approach the person who conveys kindness and sharing than the one who denies such requests.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.supremastertv.com/NWN.